Well, he was a very bad boy, wasn't he? Out of five handsome young men that unwrapped the golden condoms and were invited to tour my headquarters, four of them have met with unfortunate ends. The first one fell into the chocolate body paint river. The Ollie Lollies are still trying to lick it off of him before it all dries, but their poor little tongues are just so small. Don't be fooled by their small size and voices. They're not really little girls. They just look like it. They're like hobbits. I rescued them from Olly Lolly Land to save them from their natural predator, the vermicious weeaboo. But back to our other grand prize winners. The next young man insisted on chewing the experimental Viagra gum. He has a very impressive erection, even with them trying to extract all the blueberry juice from his horribly swollen scrotum. Next came the unfortunate incident in the nut room with the Olly Lolly Squirrel Girls. If he would have disclosed his fetish ahead of time, we could have kept him from running into the room. He got his fur pile, but they got his nuts. And of course, there was the last guy, just a few minutes ago. I showed him how we were going to offer free samples of breasts via pop-up banners on websites, and he tried to upload himself to our server, but he was caught by our firewall. We're hoping we can recover him from quarantine. Which brings us to you, young man. You are the last Golden Condom Grand Prize winner. Sure, there was a little adventure with the jizzy-slicking drinks, but you're only disqualified if the Olly Lollies sing about it. And you did decide not to turn over our prototype male sex toy, the everlasting knob hopper, to Slugworth. Which was fortunate for you, as that was the test. Slugworth was really a group of Olly Lollies in disguise. So you win, my dear boy. Not just a lifetime supply of condoms and free streaming porn for life. There's also the small matter of me needing someone to take over this empire someday. Give it all to you? You misunderstand. I'm not even 30. I'm not retiring for decades. And at that point, it's going to my children. I'm not giving this empire away to a stranger, like my father did with his chocolate empire. The problem is, I don't have any children yet, despite creating and running the world's largest sex empire. Actually, precisely because of that, I've never had time for a personal life. I'm actually completely inexperienced. So that's where you come in. You see, the real prize is that you get to have sex with me. Lots of times. At least until I'm pregnant. And possibly longer. That way, my empire will get its heir. But this is where it gets really fun. We're broadcasting it live. This entire thing has been the biggest reality TV show in history. And since you and the others came in here, we've been pre-selling the world's biggest pay-per-view event. The world's richest, most elusive, and most eligible bachelorette loses her virginity live. So get him ready, Olly Lollies.
Tiny.
Excellent job, Ollie Lollies. Now let's check those ratings and sales figures one last time. Holy fuck! It seems people really want to see me get popped. Well, let's give the audience what they really want. Throw away that golden condom. You definitely aren't going to need it. By the way, if this body is not motivation enough for you, there were certain incentives in the fine print, in that contract you signed when you first came here. You get 25% of the gross from this video just for fucking me. Knock me up and you get 10% ownership of this empire. That also includes 10% of the Ollie Lollies. That's a lot of them. Maybe not in terms of size. You can fit an awful lot of them into a bed. But in pure numbers, it's huge. Speaking of huge, let's get that cock into me. I trust those balls are full of something better than blueberry juice. Now I know what it's like to have a man in me. And not just Ollie Lollie fingers and tongues. It feels so good. That's it. Fuck me. Drive the ratings and revenues higher up while you drive me wild. That big cock pumping into me over and over again. Oh, your hands all over my body, just like the eyes of hundreds, millions of viewers, making us both lots and lots of money. Why you make love to me and make a baby in me. That was much better than I expected in my wildest dreams. I'm just not talking professionally or financially. That was physical, emotional, and spiritual bliss. You seem to like it as well. So, you've got tons of money. You're now incredibly famous. And just between the two of us, and a significant portion of the world's population that is still watching us, you've got the girl. If you want her. But don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he wanted. He lived happily ever after.